The amount of times I've heard somebody say, I'll be happy when I achieve X, Y, and Z, or when I finally get this or that, is actually nauseating. It's scary to think that we've all been brainwashed into this idea that achieving more or buying something or finally getting to go somewhere will finally make us happy. And maybe for a brief moment, it somewhat does. However, it never lasts, and that's because true happiness is not based on some goal that you achieve, or some possession that you finally acquire, or a place that you go travel to and experience. It's something that happens internally. Happiness is an inside job, and I wish I knew that when I was 12. I think that most of your life would be lived very differently if you realized that no matter what you achieve or attain, it won't make you truly fulfilled. It's your job and your responsibility to make sure that you are a happy human being. It's something that you have to work on proactively and take charge of, otherwise it will just kind of end up random. And if you leave it to chance, it's very likely that you'll be on a roller coaster ride for your entire life. So, to take control of it, let's start with the simple part. Your perspective is something that you can very heavily influence and control. How you look at something can very quickly be changed. And if you're looking at your life through a perspective of, I'm not happy about this, I don't like how I'm doing here, I'm not making enough money, I don't like my relationship, I'm unhappy here, I'm unhappy there, then chances are you're just gonna keep getting more and more of those negative experiences. At the very least, you're gonna pay more attention to them and experience more of what they have to offer. However, if you take a moment and decide, I'm gonna look for things that are good that I can choose to be happy about, then immediately we start to see a shift in reality. It's not a mind game or a trick, it's a choice. You get to decide whether or not you're going to enhance your positive experience or if you're going to double down on what's negative. It's the good wolf and the bad wolf. If you feed the bad wolf, it'll grow, and it'll eventually grow so big that it'll consume you. And at that point, you have no control anymore. You're in such a deep, dark state that everything is just gloomy. However, if you feed the good wolf enough, it'll help you, it'll support you, it'll build your momentum for you. And a lot of the hard work that you'd be putting in actually starts to feel easy. That's the trick, you see, because when you are happy, when you control your internal state, it becomes way more effortless to achieve every single thing that you wanted to achieve, and everywhere you wanted to go seems more realistic. And honestly, it just kind of feels like you have the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. Whenever I've worked with high-level professional athletes, it's really interesting to notice how a lot of them are at the same level physically, right? So they can all perform in terms of their body is up to par, and there's not really that much in terms of margin between their physical capacity. The big difference is their state, right? So on the day when it's time to perform, whoever is in the best state of mind typically will outperform everybody else by a long shot. Because if you're out of control, if you don't have your emotions on your side, if you're not feeling good, then of course everybody knows your performance will suffer. And it's so clear to see with an example like that, where you take somebody who has to perform on an extraordinarily high level. Yeah, of course, you might say, oh yeah, it's obvious that they need to be in the right state of mind, but so do you. Every single day of your life is an opportunity for you to perform on a high level. So this isn't something that's reserved for people who are trying to achieve great success in an area. It's even if you just want to live a healthy, balanced, happy life. If you just kind of wing it and see what happens, then your results will look very, very, very similar to something random. So start by taking charge of your perspective, but then take the next step as well and ask yourself, if I was happy, if I was fulfilled, how would I behave? How would I feel? What does that experience actually go like? Let me take a look and, you know, just kind of preview it in your mind. Visualize, see it, make it vivid, make it intense, and really buy into it, because if you can preview it, then it's very easy to step into it. If you keep putting it on a pedestal and you say, one day I'll be happy, one day I'll finally be fulfilled, and you have no idea what that actually feels like, or you've only experienced it briefly for a few moments in your life, then yeah, it's always going to be something that you chase. By virtue of you putting it on the pedestal, pushing it into the future, you are saying to yourself, I'm not allowed to be in an incredible state right now because I don't deserve to be. And of course, that is an extremely self-fulfilling prophecy. If you buy into the idea that you don't deserve to be happy or you don't deserve to feel incredible every single day, every single moment of your life, then you don't get to, because you've already made the decision, the choice. And I'm not telling you that you need to be in bliss for every single moment, but of course, a whole lot more of your life could be lived in a better, more productive, more constructive, and more fulfilling state. Question your beliefs, your thoughts, anything that goes against this, anything that goes against you feeling good, you being in a happy state. Don't just let it slide. Don't just brush it off to the side and say, yeah, well, it's just how I am. This is just how I think. This is just how I feel. Nothing is, this is just. Why is that an excuse that everybody wants to use? I remember using it myself. It's just the default. It's lazy, right? It's, I don't want to look under the hood and find out what's going on and why I'm not performing. I'd rather just kind of look away and focus on that one day I'll be okay, because if I sell myself that hard enough, then I can just kind of keep coping. And this is another reason why we run to the coping mechanisms, because we need some quick energy. We need a little boost just to get us by, to let us survive. And whether that's smoking or watching TV shows or scrolling social media, taking drugs, it doesn't matter. Whatever your vice is, you have to look at, where is the root cause? What's it coming from? Why do you need those little hits? And could you potentially release them so that you can take a look at what's really going on deep within? Remember that the quality of your thinking, the quality of your state of mind, will largely determine the quality of your life. Take control. Take charge. Don't let it be random. Simply by making a decision today to say, I'm going to focus on this, I'm going to dial it down, I'm going to make sure that I live in a state where I'm happy, where I'm enjoying myself, where I'm not putting things off to the future, where someday when I achieve this, that, or the other, I'll finally be there. I'll finally feel good. Feel good now. It'll be way easier, more fun as well, to do everything that you need to do. And yeah, you'll enjoy the journey a whole lot more. And if you want me to personally coach you every single week, hold you accountable, make sure that you're performing at your absolute best, get you into the peak state of mind where you're really in the prime of your life, then I invite you to click the link in the description, go to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me. We'll talk, see if it's a good fit. And if so, I'll be supporting you, making sure that you're performing at your absolute peak. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, go to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.